Today's shiur in the Deir Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simon Shin Ayin Hei, which deals with the halachos connecting a ground floor chotzer with a second floor mirpeses. And the Deir Shiur Mishnah Berurah, footnote number one, has a brief hakdama, which will make the shiur very easy. It's an excellent hakdama. And he brings down from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Pei Gimel Omud Beis. Anshi Chotzer, you have the people that have their houses connected to a chotzer, and you can see this is the diagram over there on the ground floor, and there's a ladder connecting up to a mirpeses, a porch, that the people on the second floor come out from their houses. So this mirpeses on the second floor is essentially a chotzer on the second floor that is connected via a ladder to the chotzer that's on the first floor. You have houses on the second floor opening up into their chotzer, called the mirpeses. You have houses on the first floor opening up into their chotzer, called a chotzer. And the ladder connecting them has the halachic status over here of a pesach. So what is the halachic status over here? This is very similar to all the simanim that we've had previously. We have a chotzer connected to another chotzer with a wall separating in between them and a pesach in between them. So you're allowed to be ma'ariv together, you're allowed to be ma'ariv separately. In the second paragraph over here, the footnote, he explains there are two major dinim that we're going to be discussing. Aleph, shechotzer v'armepeses nechshavim kishechatzeros. We halachically view the porch as one chotzer combined with the many houses entering into it, and the ground floor chotzer is a separate chotzer, and the ladder is the pesach between them, as I mentioned. Kivin shahamavir la'alios u'derech ha'chotzer. The only way to get up to the second floor is via this ladder. Yesho fanim shadiyurim shabamapesach also abin ha'chotzer. So in certain situations, the top people can ruin it for the bottom people, as we'll see in Sif Beis. B. Kishalo irvu b'nei ha'chotzer b'nei ha'alios yachtov. If they make a separate erev chatzeros for each one separately, the porch makes their own, balcony area makes their own Erev Chatzeros for the houses on the second floor. The people on the bottom floor make their own Erev Chatzeros. V'yesh mokum meshutov shemesham shneim. What happens if there's some sort of a mound or some sort of a platform that's going up from the ground floor to the second floor in midair? It's able to be used by both of them. Pom sheish adifus l'bnei achas mehem yosem mechaverta. So in certain situations, one has a precedence to use that versus the other one, and therefore only that courtyard or chotzer can use it and not the other one. So maybe the balcony will be able to use it and not the bottom chotzer. Maybe the bottom chotzer will be able to use it and not the top balcony. Or sometimes they'll be even shishteim osro zazu. And if they didn't make an erev together, then neither one can use it. So this little mini introduction will now be able to understand the Mirtz Hashem much more easily. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, a mirpeses, which we've just explained what it is, that's basically the balcony around all of the second floor houses that are called an aliyah. The houses there are called the aliyah, the attic, so to say, the second floor apartments, and in the bottom ground floor they're called batim, but they're exactly the same in halacha. And shehu derech la'aliyos ha'psuchim law, there is a connection over here between the Pirmpeses, the balcony, and to the houses in the aliyah. They all can go out into that common area. And this entire second floor is on top of the first floor, and the first floor houses are exiting into a chotzer. And there's a connection between the balcony to the chotzer via a ladder. The people living in the upper second floor apartments, yordim men al chotzer, they go out through the balcony, down the ladder, into the chotzer, and leave the area. Over in Lusha Sarabin, then they go out to the Lusha Sarabin. So what is the halachic status over here? Einon osrin al b'nei ha'chotzer. If each one made a separate erev chatzeros, the top people have their own erev chatzeros, the bottom people have their own erev chatzeros, neither one ruins it for the other one. Because the sulam over here is Torah's Pesach lov. It halachically is viewed as a Pesach, a connection between the two. And as we've learned already previously, vevikishtei chatzeros a Pesach b'deyam. This is the same halacha that we've learned that if you have two courtyards with an opening between them, if they want, shimratzu marvim yachad, they're allowed to make a single large erev chatzeros, shimratzu kolechon ma'arev l'atzul. If they wish to, they can each make a separate erev by themselves. However, the Mechaber tells us the caveat, ubavad sheyarvu kol b'nei mirpeses liatzvah. The upstairs people do have to go make an erev chatzeros, otherwise they will ruin it for all the people below, because of a principle that we're going to learn later on in Simon Shin Ayin Ches, kedei sheyitei regel hamuteres bimkoma. The only way the top people don't ruin it for the bottom people, if the top people will have to carry in their balcony area. But if the top people didn't make an erev chatzeros, so they wouldn't be allowed to carry in their balcony area, that would be a regel ha'oseres bimkoma. It ruins it in its own place. It would therefore ruin it in the other chotzer. We'll see this more in the Mishnah Berurah over here, and we'll see this in Mirtz Hashem when we get to Shin Ayin Ches. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah right now. And he says, Sif Katan Aleph, Shishalo Erev Yachad, the top and the bottom did not make an Erev together. The people in the second floor apartments made a single Erev Chatzeros together, and the people in the bottom floor apartments made a single Erev Chatzeros together. This is different than if you have a courtyard where half the people within that courtyard made an Erev Chatzeros for themselves, not including the other people in that courtyard, and the other half made their own Erev Chatzeros. Then they ruin it for each other. In our case, we're talking about the two separate Chatzeros. The upper floor balcony and the houses to it are a separate chatzer from the bottom floor with the chatzer. That's two separate chatzeros. Umayri, and we're talking kik, shemen pesos gavo asar tochim in a chatzer. We're obviously talking about that the second floor is at least 10 tvachim above the first floor, because otherwise, the low, if it wasn't that case, hayago asar tvachim, heavy law im a chatzer ki chatzer achas, then they would be considered one chatzer, because there's no separation of 10 tvachim between them. Sivko and Bezli Atzmo, each one made their own Erev Chatzer. So it's Lomar. Umut lotatal afilu klei abayis lechatzer. So the people on the ground floor can take from their apartment into their chatzer and vice versa. V'chein klei aliyah lemerpeses. And likewise, the people on the second floor can take from their apartments called an aliyah to their balcony called the merpeses. So they can take from their house to their chatzer. However, abo klei abayis lemerpeses, but to take utensils from the bottom apartments and bring them up to the balcony, or vice versa, or kli aliyah, or the utensils from an upper apartment called an aliyah and bring them down through the sulam into the chatzer below, asur kivin shel erev yachad. They aren't allowed to do this because they didn't make an erev chatzeros. The Chofetz Chaim reminds us in Sivkot Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, however, the utensils that are already in the chatzer or that are already in the mirpeses, they're allowed to be moved back and forth, as we've learned many times. Gagin chatzeros from mirpeses reshus achas hein. Brings down from the Beis Yosef, reminds us, we learned this previously, they're all considered one entity. So anything that was already ben hashmashos in the mirpeses or in the courtyard, they can transfer back and forth. It's only from the house to the upper house to the lower chatzer, or from the lower houses to the upper mirpeses, that can't be done without making a single erev chatzeros. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishbur explains, wrote to Lomar that if the top people didn't make their own Erev Chatzeros, then they're not allowed to carry in their own place because they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. So the top Mirpeses is also to bring things from the house into that Mirpeses. Then they would ruin it for the Chatzer below. He wouldn't be allowed to go and bring anything from the lower houses into their Chatzer, even though they made an Erev Chatzeros, because the top people would ruin it for them if the top people didn't make their own separate Erev Chatzeros. Why? The Mirpeses, Kivun Shein Lo Der, since from the upper balcony there is no other way to get out to Rishus HaRabim other than going through the lower Chatzer. This is halachically considered like one Chatzer inside of another Chatzer, and Shein Lo Derech Acher, and there's no alternative way to get out. Kim Aide Chatzer Chitzona, they must go through the outer Chatzer, the only way to get out. And in that situation, the Kaim Lon Lakam, Sim Shinai and Ches, we're going to learn there, the Mbinei HaChatzer Primi Lo Erev Liatzman, if the inner one, which in this case is the upper one, didn't go and make their own Erev Chatzeros, Davi Lo Regal Asubim Koma, they're not allowed to carry in their own place, so then they're Ostrin Allah Chitzona, they're going to ruin it for the other yard. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im lo erevu yachad, if the upper and lower floors made their own separate Erev Chatzeros each, they didn't make a single large Erev Chatzeros together. And v'yesh b'chotzer telo amud, and there is some sort of a mound or some sort of a platform, shehu meshutav bein shneim, that is equally allowed to be used by both the upper and lower people, and this platform or tail is standing in the chotzer on the bottom, but it rises up. Chavetz Chaim points out in the Bir Halacha Dibur Masel V'yesh B'chotzer Tel O'Amud, he says, we're talking here obviously that this is at least 4x4 Tvachim, this Tel O'Amud over here. Because if not, then it would be a Makom Ptur, and it would be nullified to the Rishus of both of them, and both would be able to use it. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of the Ritva. The issue footnote number 4 brings down a Machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Ayin Shom for more details about this discussion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us further, the Imhu Shel Echem, if this platform or tail over here were to belong to one of the two, so then it would be theirs. Harehu Birshutso, then it would be only belonging to that one, despite it may be easier or more difficult for one yard versus the other yard to use it. And in this situation, Ve'en an Ocean all of B'chol Gavni, it certainly wouldn't ruin it by the other yard having access to it physically if it wasn't theirs. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Shaar HaTzion Os Beis, Afilu Imlo Bekosha Ulasheni Benachas. And this will be true even if it's much easier for the yard that doesn't have the rights to it to physically touch it or use it versus the other yard that is more difficult but has the rights to it. So then, if they both have the rights, that's when this discussion occurs. But if only one has the rights to it, then that one gets it no matter what, as we will see. So here the Mechaber now lays out the basic rule over here for Sif Beis. Im einon gevoeh masar tvachim, if this platform is not more than 10 tvachim above the ground. And as we will see, it's also within 10 tvachim of the top balcony area. So it's equally usable by both. It's allowed to be used by both. They are shutvim in it, and it's neither easier or harder for either of the two, the bottom courtyard or the top merpeses, to use it. And therefore, ushneim osurin, neither one is allowed to use it. Lahotzi sham kelim shibabatim, to bring out utensils from the houses, either above or below, and use the top of this platform, because they didn't make a single Erev Chatzeres together. Each of them has equal rights to use it. Each of them is equally able to use it with the same level of ease, or the same level of difficulty, but we'll see. Therefore, they actually ruin it for each other if they don't make a single Erev Chatzeres. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey, tells us the overriding klal over here. Haklal b'zeh is as follows. The kol shelecho teshmishu benachas hainu bakal. If one of the two yards, the bottom yard or the upper merpeses, is able to use this tail in a more easy fashion, Lasheni Bekosha, and the other one has a more difficult fashion to use it. In this situation, we say, Lo Mikre Rak Rishus Leoso Shetashmishu Benachas Vein Hasheni Yochel Lesser Lav. In this situation, we say that only the one that can use it more easily is entitled to use it, and the other one doesn't ruin it for them. However, I will Mishneim Shavim, if they had the same level of difficulty, either both very easy or both very hard. As we'll see, most of the Mefarshim seem to say, and it doesn't make a difference, we don't calculate, well, this is easy, but this is even easier. We have two basic levels over here, easy or hard. So, hein shulishneim bekal lishtamesh al oso mokom. Hein bekosher, if it's both roughly equally easy for both to use it, or roughly equally difficult for both to use it, shayach lishneim, then it's called belonging to both of them, because they're shutvim in it, and unless they make a single erev chatzeros, umimela osum zel zel otzi al oso mokom, miklei abayis kivin shel erev yachad. And then they would ruin it for each other, because each one is able to use it, and neither one made an erev chatzeros, so they ruin it for each other. How do we define ease or difficulty? So Mizbarah Gemara, the Gemara explains, the kosher tzorach l'tashmishu zrika, anything that you have to throw onto it, you can't just place it on it. For example, dainu shatel or amud gavom mimenu asar tvachim. For example, this mound or this platform is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so the people have to throw it onto it. Or it's lower than 10 tefachim from the top balcony, and you have to lower it with some sort of a rope. It's lower than the floor of the balcony. If you want to use it, you have to lower it down there. So in this situation, we have to throw it up or you have to throw it down. That's called equally difficult, and therefore both would be the same in ruining it. If it's less than 10 tefachim, hein bezrika v'hein b'shulshul mikri benachas. So if it's within 10 tefachim of both the floor and of the balcony, so then even though one is throwing it up and one is lowering it down, that's called equal nachas for both of them, equally lenient, easy to use for both of them. Ulefamim mikre kosher, and sometimes it's called difficult. Afilu imu pachos mi'asor tefachim. It could be still within 10 tefachim of the upper balcony, so it might be considered easy from that point of view, but kigon she'oso amud or atel muflag berichok makom mimenu ad b'tvachim. But if it's more than 4 tvachim away in a horizontal distance, so even though in a vertical distance it's less than 10 tvachim, that's also called difficult. Tzorich lichzrok be'avir. So that would be called difficult as opposed to easy. Sivkot and Vav, so in the situation we're talking about, this platform or this mound of dirt is within tven tvachim of the ground, min aretz, v'gam min hamerpeses shelamala mehem, ein namuch mimenu asar tvachim, it's also within 10 tvachim of the top. So, for example, it's 8 tvachim above the ground, and it's within 8 tvachim of the merpeses, that's 16 tvachim above the ground. Both of them can easily use it. Therefore, they ruin it for each other. If it was more than 10 tefachim from the top, then also you know them also live near chutzner, that it would belong to the near chutzner. Because for the people on the bottom, it's within 10 tefachim, it's easy. The people upstairs, the people that have their houses upstairs on the second floor, whose houses open up into the merpeses, so the top people over here, their floor to the point of the mound, there's more than 10 tvachim, so from their point of view, it's difficult to use. From the bottom point of view, it's less than tvachim, it's easy to use, so therefore the bottom gets it, and the top people don't ruin it for them, even though they did not make an Erev Chatzeres together. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says, but if it's equally usable by both, shneim asurim, v'davka kishor yatel v'amud, somuch l'merpeses v'soch arba tvachim. This is the caveat that we just mentioned. It has to be within 4 tvachim of the upper one, so it's equally usable by the upper one and the lower one. D'mar yiruchokim yimenu arba tvachim, because even though it's easy to use in terms of the vertical component, but if the horizontal component is more than 4 tefachim away from the top balcony, so then in kein tashmish hamerpeses all of bekosha, we view the top balcony as being difficult to use this mound, the chotzer benachas, and the bottom chotzer is able to use it easily. V'nosim sol v'nei chotzer, and the rule is you'd give it to the b'nei chotzer. They trumps in this situation the b'nei aliyah, the merpeses. If the platform was more than 10 tvachim from the ground, and the Rama adds ubesoch asor lemerpesis, and it's within 10 tvachim, however, of the top part, vehem besoch arba tvachim lemerpesis, since it's within 4 tvachim of the merpesis, so then it's easier for the upper people to use it. B'nei merpesis mutarim, they're allowed to use it. The bottom people don't ruin it for them. Lefisha tashmisho benachas b'lbnei achotz, because from a comparative point of view, from the people on the top, it's within 10 tvachim on a vertical component, within 4 tvachim on a horizontal component, so it's easy for them to use it, as opposed to for the people from the bottom, it's more than 10 tvachim above, for them it's kosher. The Mishbur adds over here, Sivkot and Ches, Dim Hoya Meruchok Asor Gami Mirpesis, if it was more than 10 tvachim from the Mirpesis as well in a vertical component, then it would be equally difficult. Hoyushneim Mekosher, Vyachneim Shavimbo, Lesser Zelzeh. Then it would ruin it for both of them because it's both difficult, the same level of difficulty. Diush footnote number 3 brings down a very important point. Even if for one of them it was more than 10 tvachim, but the other one was 20 tvachim, so the Tosis and Erevin says, Nechshav l'shneim shat tashmishim mekosher. We don't say this one's a little bit easier. This is only 12 tvachim. This one is 15 tvachim, so 15 is more difficult than 12. No, once it's called difficult, it's called difficult. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explains, Shehem lo besoch asor tvachim v'gam enem uflog mimena. The reason why the top got it in this case, because on the vertical component was less than 10, horizontal component less than 4, and from the people from the bottom was more than 10, so from the top's point of view, it's easier to use than the bottom point of view, that's why they get it. Mechaber continues in the writings, but if it was more than 4 tvachim on a horizontal component from the mirpeses, so then, even though it is more than 10 tvachim above from the chotzer, and it's within 10 tvachim. So from the vertical component point of view, it's easier from the top than from the bottom. But since the vertical component over here isn't the only thing we look at, we also have to look at the horizontal component, so it's equally difficult. From the top, it's more than 4 tvachim away, they have to throw it. From the bottom, it's more than 10 tvachim away, they have to throw it. So they're both equal levels of difficulty. They both can use it only via zrika. They're both difficult. Therefore, neither houses on the top or on the bottom are able to take their kelim out and use the area of the mound or the platform over here with kelim sheshavsu bebatim ashiyarvu. Unless they make an erev chaseros together, any kelim in the house can't go onto this tail or this platform over here because it's equally difficult both. Therefore, they reach ruin it for each other without a single joint erev chaseros. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yud, Rotsu Lomar. Vimkein hayoshayach lemirpesis. If it was within 10 tvachim of the top, and it's more than 10 tvachim of the bottom, it should belong to the upper one. Ukmo shekasam t'chila, as we've already explained. However, afilu hachi, kivu shemuflogim min arba tvachim. Here we have to take the horizontal component into consideration as well. It's more than 4 tvachim. Ukshirotum b'nei mirpesis, ushtamisham, urachay de zrika. They likewise have to throw it by zrika. So therefore, mikri tashmisho kein gam kein bekosha. So both the top and the bottom are equally difficult. Zemach mazgava, one because of the vertical component. From the bottom up, it's more than 10 tvachim. And from the top, while it's within 10 tvachim from a vertical component, it's more than 4 tvachim from a horizontal component, therefore it's called equally difficult for both, and they ruin it for each other. Sivkot Yud Aleph, V'yamin Muchim Asar Tvachim Gam Yer Mepesis. However, if the platform over here is also more than 10 away from the Mepesis, so now both the bottom and the top is more than 10 Tvachim away, so then Yesh Deos Opposim. Then there are a couple of different opinions. He brings down in Sivkot and Hay in the Shaar Etzion from the Taz, the El Yeraba, in the name of the Rene Ruchim, and also the Graz, they are Makel over here. Yeshomim the Kemish Labal HaMepesis Yeshtei Reusos. From the top point of view, there's two, both the vertical and horizontal components. Shin Ruchim Yasara, more than 10 from a vertical component away, also a horizontal component more than 4 tvachim away. So it's a double whammy. The bottom, it's only a vertical component problem. So a vertical component versus a vertical and a horizontal component problem. So these posts can say the meko and you give it to the bottom courtyard. However, he brings down the Shaar Tzion Ozvav, this one, the Nar Shalom, the name of the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Beis Meir. These achronim hold the kivin shalachotzer nami gavo asar tvachim. You just look at it from a point of view. It's difficult for the bottom. It's more than 10 tvachim. It's difficult for the top, albeit for two reasons. Mikri l'shtem tashmisho b'kasha. It's called difficult for oshem zelzeh. We don't make a difference in how difficult it is. Once it's called difficult, they ruin it for each other. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Borosh b'chotzer, if you have a pit over here in the chotzer, shabnei primasis ubnei chotzer b'shutvus, and it belongs to both the upper and lower people, and around this pit with water in it, makifasol chuyo gavo asar tvachim, it has a wall around it that extends up 10 tvachim tall. So for the people on the chotzer to go and get it, it's going to be difficult for them because they have to go up and then down, and for people from the top, it's more than 10 tvachim from them as well, for the bottom of the well. Usmuchal mirpesis b'socha bar tvachim, and we remove the horizontal component problem over here, so then each rules it for the other. You wouldn't be allowed to take a bucket from the second floor houses or the bottom floor houses and use it to take the water out of this well, or vice versa, to bring the water from there into their houses. We don't give it to the balcony people, because they can't reach down to the bottom of the bar, because it's more than 10 tvachim away from the bottom of the well. Vafilu mabor moli mayim ad gova alchoyim. The water goes all the way up to the top. It's smucha limer pesas. We don't say this. Also, mishum gzeiro shema yachzru amayim b'shabbos v'shtamshlo b'mchila, because the water level will go down as you use it, and this will be a problem. We will continue this discussion tomorrow. There are a number of interesting footnotes, and the rest of the Mishnah Berurah that ends today's shiur.